time is 1:22 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
At 1 p.m. at Mason City, it was sunny. The temperature was 77 degrees. The wind was south at 14 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.08 inches and falling. At Austin, it was sunny. The temperature was 77 degrees. The wind was south at 9 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.07 inches and steady. At Decorah, it was sunny. The temperature was 79 degrees. The wind was southwest at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.13 inches and steady. Elsewhere over northern Iowa, temperatures were between 77 and 82 degrees. It was sunny at Clarion and Waterloo. At Fort Dodge, it was mostly sunny. In southeast Minnesota, temperatures were between 73 and 75 degrees. In Rochester, it was sunny. At Albert Lea, it was cloudy. At Preston, it was fair. Across the rest of the region, at Des Moines, it was sunny, with a temperature of 79. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 57 at Sioux Falls and 64 at Minneapolis.
The flood warning remains in effect for the Turtle Creek at Austin. Heavy rain across the area last week has caused river levels to rise above flood stage. Here is the latest stage and forecast information. For the Turtle Creek at Austin, the stage rate this morning was 11.26 feet and there was minor flooding occurring. Flood stage is 10.5 feet. The river is forecast to fall below flood stage early tomorrow. The flood warning will remain in effect until waters fall below flood stage. If you live in a threatened area, be alert for high water, and be prepared to seek higher ground if necessary. Stay tuned to your favorite source of weather information, including NOAA Weather Radio, for later statements. The next statement regarding this event will be issued around 6 p.m.
And now a look at your north central Iowa forecast. Rest of today, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly sunny. Highs around 80. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 50s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Once again, the forecast for the rest of today, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. And now for the regional weather summary. Skies were clear overnight as high pressure remained in control, and the cold front remained nearly stationary from near International Falls, Minnesota to near Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The area's showers and thunderstorms associated with the front were along at the head of the front. Overnight lows ranged from 44 degrees at Muscatel, Wisconsin, to 57 degrees at Winona, Minnesota. Today is going to be another sunny and breezy day as the cold front slowly creeps eastward, and high pressure is able to hold its grip over the Ohio Valley. Highs are expected to climb into the upper 70s and low 80s again today over the upper Mississippi Valley. Tonight, it is going to be partly cloudy as the clouds ahead of the front begin to move into the western part of the region. It should remain dry, and overnight temperatures are going to once again be mild. Lows should be in the middle to upper 50s over southeast Minnesota, northeast Iowa, and southwest Wisconsin. Looking ahead, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms across most areas as the cold front finally pushes into the area on Thursday night and Friday.
This is NOAA, All Hazards Radio Station KXI-68, on the frequency of 162.450 MHz. This service originates from the La Crosse, Wisconsin National Weather Service Office, with the transmitter on the KIMT television tower, near St. Edgar, Iowa.